This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, December 12th, the Scepter of Judah. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 49. The scepter will not depart from Judah until he to whom it belongs shall come. God works out his plans, but they're often mysterious to us. Consider the case of Judah, Jacob's son. Jacob's blessing of favor was not to Reuben, his firstborn, or to the next two eldest sons, Simeon and Levi. The blessing of kingship went to Judah. Jacob predicted that his other sons would bow before Judah. To him would belong the scepter, a symbol of kingship. This scepter would be passed down continually through his descendants. How could that ever happen? Jacob's prophecy began to be fulfilled when David, a shepherd from Bethlehem in the land of Judah, was chosen by God to rule God's people. He led them with a heart of integrity and with skill. Yet we know that despite David's kingship, the people were seldom faithful to the Lord. They needed a new and better king. God continued to work out his plan, eventually bringing Jesus to be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And Jesus came to give up his own life, to pay for all our sin, and to rise again so that we can have new life with God. That's why Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is the only one who holds the scepter as King of Kings. And he declares boldly, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, that you are always faithfully at work in our lives, even if we do not understand. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.